New research found that people who see tobacco content on social media are more than twice as likely to use tobacco than people who don't view that kind of content on their feed. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Scott Donaldson, researcher at the Keck School of Medicine's Department of Population and Public Health Sciences at the University of Southern California. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
So how hard is it to avoid tobacco content on social media?
Yeah, well, in our research, we've observed that the social media space has a lot of pro-tobacco content, especially if you've been exposed to it. So it kind of works in a feedback loop. If you've been exposed to this content, you're more likely to get posts that are related to that. And it comes in different forms. So there's content that gets posted from commercial tobacco vendors, and then there's content that gets posted from typical users like peers, exhibiting smoking behaviors. And both of these kinds of content are, they're...
Okay, so are these straight-up advertisements, or is it just casual exposure to images of people smoking or vaping?
Yeah, it's both. So on the promotional side, these could be, like content from vendors. So vendors sending out advertisements, giving coupons, trying to attract users to their products and give them links to purchase the products. And then on the other side, it could be, like peers in their network. And both of these, create susceptibility and are associated with likelihood to use tobacco and tobacco use.
So are we talking about younger people in general here, or does this affect older people as well?
Yeah, what we found is that adolescents and young adults specifically were more likely than adults to... show susceptibility to use tobacco and use tobacco.
All right, so what can be done about this? Is there any policing of this?
Yeah, I think the platforms can do a better job of having security on there and in the community guidelines, making sure that there's protection. And then there's also kind of work that can be done from the federal government side and the FDA and preventing exposure to this kind of content.
Well, what can they do?
Yeah, I mean, they could create laws. They could create, certain restrictions against some of these companies. You could also go after the companies themselves that are using social media to promote their products to adolescents and young adults.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. That's Scott Donaldson, researcher at the Keck School of Medicine.